March 28, 1917. The I Love You of Jesus. The immediate act done with Jesus. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus just barely made himself seen, but so afflicted as to move one to pity. I said to him, "What is it, Jesus?" And he, "My daughter, unexpected things will arise and suddenly occur. Revolutions will break out everywhere. Oh, how much worse things will get." All afflicted, he remained silent. And I, life of my life, tell me another word. And Jesus, as though breathing on me, said, "I love you." And it seemed that everyone and everything would receive new life from that "I love you." I repeated, "Jesus, one more word." And he, "I could not tell you a more beautiful word than I love you. This I love you of mine fills heaven and earth. It circulates through the saints, and they receive new glory. It descends into the hearts of the pilgrim souls, and some receive grace of conversion, some of sanctification. It penetrates into purgatory, and pours upon their souls like beneficial dew, and they feel refreshed by it. Even the elements feel invested by new life and fecundating, and growing. All perceive the I love you of your Jesus. And do you know when the soul attracts one of my I love you's single quote? When, fusing herself in me, she assumes the divine attitude and, dissolving herself in me, she does everything I do. And I, my love, many times it is difficult to maintain this divine attitude constantly. And Jesus, my daughter, what the soul cannot always do with her immediate acts in me, she can make up for with her attitude of goodwill. I will be so pleased by her as to become the vigilant sentry of each one of her thoughts, words, heartbeats, etc., placing them inside and outside of me as my cortege, looking at them with great love, as the fruit of the goodwill of the creature. Then, when the soul, fusing herself in me, does her immediate acts with me, I feel so much drawn toward her that I do what she does together with her, transforming her work into divine work. I take everything into account, and I reward everything, even the tiniest things. Not one single act of good will remain defrauded in the creature.